She-Devil by Aaron Alston. Chapter 1. Pistol in hand, Doc ran through the deserted streets of the city of Neckerdam. The skyscrapers around him looked like the misaligned broken teeth of some long-dead giant. Spikes of black or gray, or checkered white and green, pointing accusingly at the sky. At the stars. These were not the stars Doc knew, not the ones that belonged above the true Neckerdam. That, and the fact that he had not seen one other living soul on the streets, told him he was dreaming. But was he experiencing a true dream, or a sending dream? The second kind could be meaningful and dangerous. Ahead on the street corner he saw the wanted poster. Above the text was a picture of Doc, but this was not the sort of picture normally posted on the walls of the city jails. In it, Doc stood in a heroic pose, gun in hand, wearing explorer garb better suited to exploration of the dark continent, his shirt ripped, his long snow-white hair flowing in a wind. The words beneath the picture read, "Sought by the Crown, Dr. Desmond McRee of the She Foundation, also Height Doc, also Height Doc She." There was something missing from the text. Doc shook his head. It was so hard to think in a dream. Then he knew. There should be some specification of charges, some indication of the reward being offered. He looked up the street, and now, where none had been before, his wanted poster was thickly plastered on every wall and light pole. He heard and felt a grinding from beneath the pavement only a few steps away. Two large bronze plates set into the sidewalk clattered open, and the elevator beneath them rose into view. On it was a bed, a beautiful four-poster of ornately carved hardwood, draped in sheer bed curtains with a lavender canopy above. And, lounging on the pillows, lay Ishail Del Valle, Doc's lover. She was a small woman, not just in comparison with Doc's generous height, but by any human standard. Yet she was well and sleekly muscled like a panther in human form. Her features were delicate, the legacy of royal ancestry from the old world, but her mouth was broad and generous. Her skin was a light brown, natural to her rather than the result of sunning. Her hair, flowing and glossily black, was far longer than Doc remembered it, as long as the silken nightdress that came barely to her thighs. She gave him a smile that was all invitation, and crooked a finger summon him. He took a last look around. There was no sign of an enemy. He felt nothing that indicated this was a sending dream. He set his pistol down on the concrete and climbed in. As he passed through the curtains, his clothes disappeared. Ishail seized him, pulling him atop her. This time she had no need of love play. She was ready for him, clutching, clawing, her skin hot to the touch. He tore her nightdress from her with a single yank, and she drew him into her. She purred a true cat's purr and wrapped herself around him.